In Great Falls, South Carolina, the town council routinely opens its regular meetings with a prayer that specifically refers to Jesus Christ. Now, a federal court says that prayer violates the constitutional separation of church and state. The town plans to appeal. NPR's Adam Hochberg reports.
It's common practice throughout the country. At meetings of city councils and county commissions and school boards, the first item on the agenda often is a public prayer. And in the Bible Belt South, it's not unusual for those prayers to be recited in the name of Jesus. That's the way things have been for years in Great Falls, South Carolina, a rural town of about 2,000 residents. Mayor Speedy Starn says council meetings traditionally start with a Christian prayer.
This is a Christian town. I'd say 99 9/10 Christian. People have always done it this way, and it's sort of built in our culture along with our beliefs, you know.
The prayer wasn't controversial until a few years ago, when one resident of Great Falls expressed different beliefs. She's a follower of Wicca, and when she started attending council meetings to speak on civic issues, she says council members began to question her religion, even singling her out for salvation in their prayers. In 2001, she sued the town. Her attorney, Herbert Buell, says the mention of Jesus during government meetings violates the First Amendment's Establishment Clause.
It just seems to me it's a political announcement that they're making that they're on Jesus Christ's side. But, I mean, that's exactly what the founders of our country were concerned about. You know, we shouldn't have an official government religion that favors one religion over the other.
Buell took the case to federal court and won. Last month, a four-judge appellate panel upheld a lower court ruling, ordering the town council to remove the name of Jesus from their prayers. While the court said it's okay for the council to recite a generic prayer, it ruled the government cannot invoke the name of any specific deity. The appeals court ruling applies to five southern states, from Maryland to South Carolina. Barry Lynn of Americans United for Separation of Church and State says this is the first time a federal appellate court has weighed in on the issue.
There have been state court decisions that have gone the same direction and a few that have gone the opposite direction, but this is the most powerful and significant decision that says that you can't have sectarian prayers beginning any kind of legislative session.
The town of Great Falls is fighting the ruling. It's asked the appeals court to reconsider, and if that doesn't work, the town may take the case to the Supreme Court. In a brief filed last week, the town claims council members' prayers are protected by legislative immunity, a privilege that shields elected officials from certain types of lawsuits. And attorney Bill Hurd, who's representing the town, says framers of the Constitution never intended to exclude Jesus from public prayers.
The same Congress that proposed the Establishment Clause had chaplains come in to begin their legislative sessions with prayers. Those prayers sometimes invoke the name of Jesus. It was clearly not their intent to prohibit by the Establishment Clause what they themselves were doing.
Until the case is resolved, Mayor Starnes in Great Falls says council members have changed the way they pray at meetings. They no longer mention Jesus. But leaders of several other southern communities have been more defiant and say they'll continue to pray the way they always have, despite the court ruling. Indeed, the ACLU already has threatened a new lawsuit against the city of Fredericksburg, Virginia, where one councilman is refusing to alter his Christian prayer. Adam Hochberg, NPR News.